Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Uri Kaufman-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. In previous episodes of Signal Over Noise, we've explored what AI means for stock investing. But the impact of AI is much broader. AI is reshaping the macroeconomic landscape, traditional central bank playbooks, and portfolio allocation strategy. Let's start with the sheer scale of the macroeconomic picture. In 2026, artificial intelligence infrastructure has scaled into a multi-trillion dollar macroeconomic picture. The United States alone is on track to spend roughly 2 to 2.5%, or over $600 billion of its entire gross domestic product, on AI capital expenditures. Globally, total AI investment is forecasted to crest past the $1 trillion mark by the end of next year. This massive spending is fueling an intense debate around productivity. In the short term, this capital expenditure acts as a demand shock, driving up imports, widening the trade deficit, and consuming vast amounts of physical energy. But underneath the surface, it is laying the groundwork for possibly the largest corporate efficiency boom, a so-called technological J-curve. Initially, capital is tied up without instant macroeconomic output, but over time it expands the aggregate supply of the economy. This brings us directly to the Federal Reserve. Chair Kevin Warsh has set up an internal task force to dissect how AI alters productivity and the job market. For central bankers, AI presents a profound dual mandate puzzle: the tension between maximum employment and price stability. In the medium term, broad corporate adoption of AI lowers production cost. It acts as a disinflationary force by boosting the output per worker. If firms can generate higher supply at lower costs, the Fed can afford to sustain a higher baseline economic growth rate without triggering a wage price spiral. But there's a catch. Hyperscalers are issuing immense amounts of corporate bonds to build out server warehouses and power grids. This competing corporate demand for global liquidity, juxtaposed against hefty U.S. fiscal deficit, is keeping upward pressure on long-term treasury yields. As a result, the economy's structural neutral interest rates, R-star, is likely shifting higher. The Fed cannot easily slice interest rates back down to zero when the structural demand for capital remains this high. At the same time, AI may threaten full employment by reducing hiring because firms can produce more with fewer workers. The AI puzzle for the Fed is that stronger productivity may allow faster growth with less inflation, but disruption to employment could simultaneously create pressure to ease. So how do you construct a resilient investment portfolio to withstand and capitalize on this regime shift? Many of the old investment buckets are ill-equipped for a high cost of capital, high productivity AI world. The 60-40 equity to bond model, the style buckets, the distinction between emerging and developed markets, between private and public markets. Instead, we see a case for a two-tiered allocation framework. Investments into the beneficiaries from the disruption, on the one hand, and those that provide ballast independent of AI, on the other. There are three ways to benefit from AI in a portfolio. First, to target capital to the hardware bottlenecks: commodities, semiconductors, power producers, and electrical grid equipment. Second, to overweight high-agency corporate adopters in pharma, healthcare, and financial services that demonstrate clear monetization and expanding operating margins. And thirdly, to position a small percentage in right-tail AI bets, for example, early-stage companies that leverage AI with the potential to disrupt large markets. Similarly, we see three ways to create ballast. First, to recalibrate fixed income for higher term premium by staying anchored in shorter duration quality bonds and avoid over-allocating to long-term 30-year bonds, which remain highly vulnerable to structural term premium spikes. High-quality short-term bonds can also act as a ballast in an unemployment-driven economic downturn. Secondly, to invest in quality companies with differentiated market positioning that are not disrupted by AI, such as select consumer staples companies. And third, to use quantitative equity strategies to dynamically diversify across sectors and countries, taking advantage of predictable market patterns. So to summarize, our advice is to fortify your portfolio by embracing disruption rather than letting it be disrupted by disruption. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.